Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The quickest 100 minutes in sports talk radio continues. Draymond Green suspended. I don't know if this is, I don't know if they did this deliberately, but I probably would have. AMC right now is showing the movie The Warriors. Great movie, The Warriors. One of my favorite movies of all time, actually. So don't start watching it right now. Or if you do, watch it with the sound down. But to be honest with you, listen, if you haven't seen the movie, you got to see the movie. But if you haven't seen the movie, it's not for everybody. It's like late 70s New York gang. There's like a bunch of gangs meet in Central Park. Every gang in New York City is invited. They're on this gang, Cyrus. The Rock actually like stole his bit from this guy. Can you dig it? Stole his bit. The Rock, the wrestler. Like when The Rock spiel on the mic and stuff, he's totally ripped off this Cyrus guy from the movie The Warriors. But anyways, all the gangs in New York meet in Central Park. Somebody shoots the guy that, you know, tries to reunite all the gangs. And the Warriors are framed for this and unfairly blamed. And they have to get back to Coney Island overnight in New York. And they have every gang in the city looking for them. It's good stuff. You know, you got the dudes with the baseball uniforms and the makeup and the baseball bats. And, you know, there's all kinds of adventures along the way. So, of course, you got the Golden State Warriors. So I had a little bit of symmetry here. All right, so as far as Draymond is concerned, as I mentioned, the point spread's actually moved a point. Is Draymond Green worth a point to the point spread? The thing with Golden State is they don't exactly have a lot of depth to begin with as it is, or players they can count on. I'm not ready to believe that Sacramento were just going to roll over here. And I know everybody always assumes these things, but we have time to get to that. The Lakers are one-point favorites right now. I don't think John Morant's going to play. Put it this way. If the odds makers and the books thought that John Morant was going to play, the Lakers wouldn't be one-point favorites right now. He's questionable. I guess he could potentially play. I don't think that he will. The Lakers are one-point favorites. You can argue, similar to the New York Knicks, that the Lakers could somewhat be satisfied that they got the split, but I don't think so. And I do think something that I said to Steve Merrill is true, in that the Memphis Grizzlies talk so much. Not that, you know, listen, everybody's motivated, everybody wants to win, yet anybody that's competed, it's like real life in anything. I don't care what you're doing. You don't have to be a professional athlete. But if the person you're competing against is just a constant jackass, you might just dig down a little bit deeper, right? Like, there's some great video of LeBron talking back to the Memphis Grizzlies, telling Kyle Anderson, why don't you make an effing shot for once in your life before you know, why do you keep talking? And LeBron is the one guy, you know what I mean? Like, if we do it, like, you know, they don't care. It's like, oh, well, who cares? It's like, you know, if we say, hey, Dylan Brooks, you never accomplished it. Why do you talk so much? Or John, why do you do this? It's like, yeah, shut up. You're not even in the NBA. You're a dumbass. You can't even talk. LeBron James can't. Right? Like, so LeBron James tells these guys on the Grizzlies that they're clowns and to shut the F up. But I think it actually means more. The Late Night Anchorman, Sprint Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above us, them, and everybody else in between. The quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. We're not done yet. The playoffs have just gotten started. It's lit in the National Hockey League. You know it's lit when a dude got 75 stitches and he returned to the game, as we saw tonight with the Winnipeg Jets and the Vegas Golden Knights. Winnipeg beats Vegas tonight. Seattle. That's right. The Seattle Kraken playing in their first ever playoff game, only in their second year of existence, going to Denver and beat the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche. Not going, you know, listen, this series is far from done right now, but Seattle did send a message that they can compete, they can play, and they're going to battle with a Colorado team that they did beat two of the three times that they played. So now they played four times this year. Seattle have beaten them three of the four times that they played. NBA basketball, Phoenix Suns. They needed the W. They got the W. The Clippers came out hot once again in the first quarter. And say what you will about Russell Westbrook. And people say a lot about Russell Westbrook. But Russell Westbrook is balling. You know, it wasn't so much what the Clippers didn't do. I think it was more so what the Phoenix Suns did do. Tonight, you would have expected the Phoenix Suns to click a little bit more. And let's be real, even though the Clippers did win game one, it wasn't like they killed Phoenix or anything like that. It wasn't like Phoenix needed to readjust a bunch of things. I like the dedication and the professionalism of Kevin Durant, and that Monty Williams said that Kevin Durant called him last night at like 3 in the morning just to talk and to go over things. So just, Kevin Durant said, I just want to go over a couple of concepts and schemes here about, am I missing something or what can we do? And that's what you want, man. Kevin Durant is basically like a coach on the court. 123-109 final score. We'll get back to that. So if you're just...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us, of course, Draymond Green gets a one-game suspension for stomping on Sabonis. I don't think that he deserves to be suspended just for the stomp, but I do think he deserves to be suspended when he nearly caused, like, malice at the palace, too. He went all WWE, made a big joke about it at the press conference after, and what you can, what you say can and will be used against you. Rick Saratella steps up and in. Countdown of the draft continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The countdown of the National Football League draft continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Let's get biblical. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com, steps up and in as he returns from the hub in San Diego. Rick, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Gabe, what's happening, man? Shout out to all my San Diego people. Appreciate all the love out there. We didn't get the weather we wanted to. It wasn't the usual Sunday San Diego, but all good, all love. And hey man, we are counting you down to the draft. I can't believe it's almost time. Buckle up.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's here either. We've been breaking it down for months, and now we're just a little bit more than a week away. I tell you what, the numbers are getting crazy right now. The sports books have locked it in that Bryce Young's going to be the top pick of the draft at 12-1 right now. But the second and third pick is what's really interesting to me. I'm not really sure what Houston's going to do, and I don't think anybody else is really convinced and positive about what Houston's going to do. I put a flyer in that they'll take Anthony Richardson at 16-1. You know, it wouldn't shock me if they took Richardson. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they took C.J. Stroud, and it wouldn't surprise me if they took Will Anderson at this point, and or potentially they trade the pick. Cesario's been talking openly about wanting to trade this pick. I got to tell you, a lot of uncertainty around too, Rick.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, Bryce Young was his guy, and if he doesn't believe in C.J. Stroud, what's best for the organization and what's best for Nick Cesario might be the bigger question, because you hear the whispers and they're becoming louder out of New England that Belichick could be gone after the year. Robert Kraft wants to bring back Nick Cesario as the general manager. And if that's the case, if he has one eye in New England already, well, why draft a quarterback? Why rebuild? Why not get a quality caliber talent like a Will Anderson, a player I can plug and play? And then, hey, I'm off to New England anyway. So I think if it is Will Anderson, maybe there's some truth to that rumor, but you can't ignore the noise.
So as far as Will Anderson is concerned, right now he is plus 180 to be the second pick in the draft. I put a sprinkle in that he will be the third pick of the draft. If it plays out to form and Houston goes quarterback and Arizona doesn't trade the pick, I do believe that Will Anderson will be the third pick. So that's the bet I put in, Rick. And, you know, it's all about finding value.
Sure.
And or at least, you know what I mean, perceived value as far as the what you're going to get paid back. So at plus 300 for Will Anderson to be the third pick, it's not a crazy bet, and it's pretty good odds.
Yeah, and you would have to imagine if C.J. Stroud is not the guy for Houston, as soon as word gets out, somebody is going to want to trade up into that number two spot. I have a hard time believing a quarterback won't go number two, whether that's the Texans or another team. I think there's going to be several jumping into the fray. We hear now that the Ravens have anted up their offer to Lamar Jackson, so that's one less quarterback off the market. The Colts, maybe they move up from 4 to 2. I think everything's on the table, and I think, you know, each team is going to have to play a pick-by-pick, case-by-case scenario and see how the board plays off. You know, I see a lot of general managers or anonymous quotes saying, hey, there's not really a lot of quote-unquote first-round talent, like guys that would be first-round locks in every single year, no matter what the year. Not a lot of those guys in this year's draft, so there's going to be a lot of question marks right up into draft day.
I keep coming back to C.J. Stroud ending up in Indianapolis at plus 400. He would have to wait. He would have to fall until the fourth pick. But, you know, it's not like before this little process began and everybody said, oh, yeah, C.J. Stroud's a top three pick in the draft. Right? It's funny how the perception.
Richardson, Anderson, and then Stroud four.
Yeah. And or, exactly. Anderson, someone trades up for a Richardson. Somebody pulls the trigger on Richardson first before Stroud. Listen, I keep coming back to Houston surprising everybody and taking Richard second, which would open things up. I don't know if Arizona's going to pull the trigger on the deal, but this is where things I want to start to throw at you, where it starts to get more, you know what I mean, like the first few picks.
It's murky.
It's all murky. It's all murky. But a good example is, so listen, the Bears are picking ninth. You and I spoke about what they should do, go O-line, go wide receiver. I'm going to roll the dice here, and I got 10-1, the Jackson Smith and the Jigba goes ninth to the Bears, Rick, and seems to be like a good fit if you want to give Justin Fields a weapon to work with, a former Ohio State Buckeye as well, at 10-1. Not bad odds for the ninth pick, I thought.
I thought that's tremendous odds. I'm actually a little bit surprised, because if you look at the blueprint of what the Cincinnati Bengals did with Jamar Chase, pairing him up with Joe Burrow, if you look what the Dolphins have going on down in Miami with Waddle and the other Alabama receiver, too, thrown to his former Crimson Tide there. It seems to have some legs at the next level. And what's the biggest hindrance of Justin Fields' development? Lack of weapons. And Chase Claypool didn't exactly fulfill expectations. Darnell Mooney was out for the season. It seems like every wide receiver was out for the season. And, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba would be a bona fide playmaker, would elevate the entire offense, and it would really kind of take Justin Fields to the next category that we think he can achieve.
Rick Saratella kicking with us. All right, Rick, let me just throw these player props at you right now. Over under. So Broderick Jones right now is set at 13.5. Over 13.5 is plus 125. Under 13.5 is minus 165. What do you think about Broderick Jones over under the 14th pick in the draft?
Yeah, I think 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, between 9 and 14, they all could use an offensive tackle. So I think that's where the run begins. Roderick Jones is number one on some teams' boards in terms of offensive tackles go. So I think I like the under there.
Devin Witherspoon right now is set at 8.5, but the under is minus 250. So they're sort of adjusted on this. You know what? I'm starting to buy in, actually. And let me see. You know what? This one I like, Rick, the exact pick
Yeah, Christian Gonzalez has now emerged as the favorite, I think, for Detroit.
Really? Because I was going to say Witherspoon. So I'm partially right. You think they go DB then?
You know, or they go Jalen Carter, right? If the Seahawks bypass on Jalen Carter, I think the Lions would certainly consider putting Jalen Carter next to Aiden Hutchinson. Are you kidding me? And they have the leadership to do that.
Dan, I'll tell you what.
Take that on.
Right now, Witherspoon is plus 100 to go to the Lions, which is no value at all. Gonzalez is plus 350. And then you have Jalen Carter at 4-1, which it wouldn't shock me if Jalen Carter ends up with the Lions. But let me ask you, possibility, Jalen Carter, Seattle Seahawks, 5.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, to me, that's one of two guys. Anthony Richardson can learn and sit behind Geno Smith, signed a 2-year deal. That's a perfect opportunity. Redshirt Anthony Richardson, when he's ready to take over in year two, you kind of hand over the reins. I think that's a perfect situation for him to grow. And if it's not Richardson, well, then, hey, I think Jalen Carter just makes too much sense. The Seahawks are going to let the best guy slide by them due to some off-the-field concerns. That's not what their track record usually says.
Thing that catches my eye about Jalen Carter and the Seahawks is if there is a coach as well, and Pete's not the only one, but Coach Carroll, not intimidated or shy from handling a personality like Jalen Carter.
Yeah, we've seen it with Frank Clark. We've seen him handle and navigate some stuff at USC. So, I mean, Pete Carroll's no stranger to dealing with off the field. I think they have a perfect balance there. You got the young whippersnapper in John Schneider. You got the old savvy vet in Pete Carroll. I mean, they play well off of each other. They're in unison. And, you know, I don't think they're afraid to take a gamble at all.
You know, I hear that about Jalen Carter, but I sort of, my gut tells me they go Tyree Wilson. What are you hearing about Tyree Wilson, 5 overall to Seattle? Tyree Wilson, Texas Tech.
There's a, you know, and this is that smokescreen season. I try to block out the noise. Like, you know, people are now going to try to tell me Tyree Wilson is a better player than Will Anderson, and he might go ahead of Will Anderson. It's like, you know, let's be honest. He did it for 1 year. He did it at Texas Tech. Will Anderson did it at Alabama. Not only that, the guy hasn't even been able to work out leading up to the draft because he had this screw inserted into his foot. Like, I mean, that's got to play into the equation. Like, Will Anderson is so clean, right? I mean, there's no issues. I don't know what box he doesn't check off, but I do have some concerns. You could question the caliber of competition. You can question the injury. You can question the production.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Production. Listen, I like Tyree Wilson, the player. He has great bend. He's a traditional 43 hand in the dirt defensive end. Not a whole lot of guys that can do that in this year's draft. And I think there is an allure, a top 10 kind of status for Tyree Wilson, but all this talk that he could come off the board before Will Anderson, I just don't see that scenario.
More with Rick Sarotella on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anchor management class continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're getting biblical with Rick Sarotella. The countdown to the National Football League draft is on. It's a fluid market. This stuff's like, you know, the crypto market. It's not like a Super Bowl that you can wait until the night before to bet the draft. Incredibly fluid market. There's crazy line moves. We're just throwing players and draft position at Rick Sarotella right now, trying to find some more value on the board. And it is very interesting, as you can bet, who's going to be the second pick, who's going to be the third pick, who's going to be the fourth pick, who's going to be the fifth pick, who's going to be the sixth pick. And that's where the value starts to come to play if you can figure out what you think the team is going to do. And I'll tell you what, the Raiders are always an unpredictable team and what the Raiders are going to do. The odds makers have the Raiders going defense with Gonzalez, Witherspoon, and the aforementioned Tyree Wilson, the kid we were out of Tech we were just talking about. Christian Gonzalez, Witherspoon. And makes sense when you consider the division that you're in with Mahomes, with Justin Herbert, and all those weapons that Denver had that didn't use properly. You're going to need some DBs if you're the Raiders.
Oh, they need an extinguisher back there. The secondary's been terrible. All of Mike Mayock's picks were horrible. They've had to blow it all up. Nate Hobbs was actually a nice find and provided some stability. But yeah, I think it makes sense if they get a true lockdown number one corner to face those quarterbacks week in and week out, because you got to topple that mountain of Russell Wilson if he makes a comeback with Sean Payton, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. That's six games a year right there. And you know, the other part could be they did their due diligence with all these quarterbacks. Like, do they want to groom a quarter? Like, Jimmy G, I think, is on there in a one-year, $26 million contract. Is he a hold-the-fort guy for the next quarterback? Does one of these quarterbacks slide? Does Anthony Richardson, you know, he could go 2, he could go 7, he could go, who knows, right? I mean, no.
Yeah, you're right. He'd go 12, 14. Yeah, exactly right. Let me ask you about a who knows. Because I don't really get the feeling anybody really knows what they're going to do, except I'm starting to think, and I don't think I'm the only one that's starting to think, is there a potential? We haven't talked a lot about the 8th pick, all right? We've talked about all these other picks, and then, you know, the 9th pick because it was the switch from Carolina to Chicago, but the Atlanta Falcons have the 8th pick. Bijan Robinson, you and I talked about, well, you know, first round this and that. You said he was like, what, top 3, top 4 graded player on your draft board. Sure. He's a top 5. No one can argue this. He's one of the best players in the draft. I don't think anybody could frown on Atlanta if they took him 8th. I don't think you could say, oh, you couldn't take a running back that high. He is that good. And if you look at the coach that they have and the system that they ran in Tennessee, you had Derrick Henry and that bell cow back. Makes a lot of sense aesthetically to bring in Bijan Robinson to Atlanta, doesn't it?
Valid points. You know, Arthur Blank can certainly remember days where they rode a running back into the Super Bowl by the name of Jamal Anderson.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah,
and so, like, when Desmond Ridder is currently slotted as your starting quarterback, it seems to make a lot of sense. And I saw, you know, the latest over-under I saw on Bijan Robinson, I think I saw them set it at 16.5. So at number 8, yeah, that could be his ceiling, where Bijan Robinson's top slot option does come into consideration. I kind of like it.
I tell you what, he's plus 400, as we stated. Plus 400. The Falcons' favorite pick is Tyree Wilson at plus 350, along with Lucas Van Ness at plus 350, and then Bijan Robinson at 4-1. I'm going to get a piece of this, and I'm calling it Bijan Robinson to the Atlanta Falcons.
I like it.
Yeah, with the 8th overall pick. All right, so now, now we get into the Philadelphia Eagles. It's hard to believe. Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles have the 10th pick. I think if Jalen Carter is still there, they'll scoop him up. That's my prediction there. If he's still there, which I think he could be.
Yeah, and apparently, you know, Jalen Carter had a visit with the Eagles. Drew Rosenhaus and Howie Roseman kind of have a wink, wink, nod, nod. Like, hey, if he's here, he's ours. So, you know, if he's still there at 9, that means Chicago does have another trade chip. Right, because they already traded down once when we thought they might take Jalen Carter. Could they do that again? I think that could be in play. Another interesting prop that I saw, Gabe, to bring to your attention. You know, it's funny. I've never seen a guy elevate their draft stock and do less more than Dalton Kincaid. Like, this guy's been injured. He hasn't been able to work out. And now he's the betting odds favorite to be the number one tight end off the board. So I think you could find some value at the tight end props.
I like that, Mayer, and you're exactly right. The numbers keep going up for Kincaid, which I don't fully get. Mayer was the most polished guy who did it longer. I don't get this either. I like Mayer better. All right, we got a couple of more minutes with Rick Saratella. Let me throw to a player that I know you're a big fan of, Joey Porter Jr. So listen, we're getting value if we think that Joey Porter Jr. is going to go 17th or under. They got 16.5 under plus 220, Rick. So in other words, they're thinking he's going 17 or higher. Joey Porter Jr., what's your take on Joey Porter Jr. and where he goes?
Well, I have him going mocked to the Commanders at 15. And if for some odd reason they don't go Joey Porter Jr., the team behind them at 16, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think might be interested. Hence the under, you know.
There's a little value, plus 220 then maybe. Yeah,
if you're getting plus, that's great value. Absolutely tremendous value.
I'm surprised about this one. I talked about liking – listen, I already got the bet in that Smith Njigba is going to be the number one wide receiver taken. Off the board. The question is, where does he go? I did put that little play in that he'll end up with the Chicago Bears, but does he last a 13, Rick? I mean, they have over 12.5 is minus 200, under 12.5 is plus 150. I get that people don't think this is the best wide receiver class, but I don't think that Smith Najigba is going to fall that much, to be honest. When you look at the teams, we talked about Chicago in the nine hole could use him. I got to tell you, the Tennessee Titans at 11, I think, are a prime candidate. And it wouldn't shock me if the Cleveland Browns pulled this trigger on an Ohio State product and a wide receiver, actually. Does he last to 13? I don't think he does.
It's hard to picture a scenario like that. And quickly, Pittsburgh is 17, Washington is 16, just to clarify that. How about this scenario? What if C.J. Stroud is the pick in Houston and they come back at 12 and they say, let's take C.J. Stroud and pair him with Jackson Smith and Jigba? I think that could be a possibility. So you've got possibly the Texans, possibly
multiple options for him to go before 13. That was my point. Yeah.
9, 11, and 12, I think, are potential landing spots.
A couple of more minutes with Rick here. Another Ohio State Buckeye, Paris Johnson, offensive lineman. He's now set at 10.5. You and I discussed this. Who do you think goes first, him or Skoronski?
I think Skoronski, because I think the Eagles at 10 are going to draft an offensive lineman. They lost Isaac Seumalo, their starting right guard. Skoronski could slide into that spot and then kick over for Lane Johnson in a year or two. Lane Johnson said he wants to play two more seasons, but then he got that abominable injury. So I think, you know, Skoronski to 10 at the Eagles, but you have Titans need a tackle. The Jets at 13 need a tackle. There's going to be a run on tackles and cornerbacks very early.
What's your deal with Zay Flowers, in which he's another one whose stock has really sort of risen over the last, like, couple of weeks, risen in the offseason, so to speak. We haven't played football, but everyone loves him. But listen, there's value, Rick, if we think he's going to last to 24. Like, under 24.5 is -270. So if he goes 25th or later, we're getting +210 back. Does he last that far? I think he could. Or do you think he's going to end up going in that sort of, if Smith Najigba goes 9 to 12-ish, does Flowers go 18 to 23-ish type thing? You know what I mean?
I think Zay Flowers is the second wide receiver off the board. I see a sweet spot in the early 20s. 21 with the Chargers in between their two big wide there. 22, like if Baltimore doubled down with OBJ and then came back around with Zay Flowers, I could see that. 23, Minnesota. They just lost Adam Thielen this offseason, so they could use another wide out there. So you got three teams picking consecutively right there in the early 20s that could pull the trigger on a Zay Flowers.
All right, I've got a one. This is your special. It's the Rick Saratella special, because I know you're a big Stetson Bee fan. So Stetson Bennett.
He's all right.
see, now the video has been released. What, are you trying to ruin my life? And like, <I'll>, no, but I see a prop up, Rick. Where will he get drafted? Where will he get drafted? So basically, fifth round is +450. Sixth round is +325. Seventh round is +350. Not drafted is +175. Fourth round is 7-1. Third round is 25-1. I don't think anybody thinks he's a third rounder. So between the fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, does Stetson Bennett get drafted? I think somebody asked me this, and I said sixth to him. That was off the cuff last week. I said, yeah, I think you'll go in the sixth round. What do you think?
I think I think you're going to see Hendon Hooker in the first round. I got five quarterbacks in round one, and I don't think you see a quarterback in round two. And you may not see one in round three. So I think when you start thinking about backup quarterbacks and then a backup quarterback with an off-the-field issue, the earliest you can really start considering them would be round four. Now, I think there'll be other quarterbacks still available in round four.
Yeah, the Jake Haners of the world, yeah.
So I think round five is his peak. Six is a good spot, but I think he's getting drafted. There's some team. I was on a radio show. There's a team with like 12 draft picks. There's some of these teams that got like 10, 12 draft picks. In the fifth round, I think that tends to kind of be a spot where I would consider.
I think they're going to team with a look at him, even though it's not the same comparison, but I guess it is in a way. Even though he played higher level football than Brock Purdy did. But I think guys are going to see a Brock Purdy type. Say, I don't care about his size. A guy played in a big time program, played a lot of college football games. And you know what? I'm just drafting to be a backup anyways.
No, I think the Brock Purdy effect is a real thing. And Stetson Bennett has experience, game started. He's a two-time back-to-back champion. And somebody I think that the College Football Hall of Fame should reconsider their rules and elect him, because he wasn't a college football All-American, which disqualifies him.
Might end up on the Patriots, man. Fifth, sixth.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Patriots pick. Hey, great stuff as always, Rick. I know you're busy. Good to have you back from the hub. Always a pleasure. We'll catch up with you for one last dance before the draft next week.
Buckle up.
The late night anchor match for crack. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just played sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. Thanks to Rick Saratella. We've got a full house on the program tonight. Jamie Eisenberg kicked it with us. Steve Merrill was with us. We had Andrew McCannis, full house. All right, so a lot of stuff to unpack here still this evening. We're just talking about the NFL draft, and Bijan Robinson is a very intriguing football player that basically, listen, any team that you say, you know what, he'd be good on this team. Yeah, of course, he'd be good on any team, essentially. We put a couple of plays in. The Atlanta Falcons are an intriguing team to me for Robinson. They are skill position heavy already, yet they're also going with Desmond Ridder at the quarterback position. Now, listen, you're going with Desmond Ridder. Who better to help Desmond Ridder? Now, I know that they had a decent ground game last year, but Robinson is just a star running back. Arthur Smith, of course, comes from the Tennessee lineage, offensive coordinator with Derrick Henry. So I don't think it's out of the question, actually, that Robinson gets taken with the eighth pick. If you look at how the draft is going to play out, we don't really fully know, but, you know, let's say Bryce Young goes first overall. I think it's probably going to be C.J. Stroud, but it wouldn't shock me if it was Anthony Richardson second to Houston. I did play Will Anderson to be the third overall pick of the draft. If Arizona don't trade the pick, he will be the third pick. So that's like a big if. If they don't trade the pick, I think he will be the third pick. Indianapolis aren't taking a running back. Indianapolis need a quarterback, point blank. We know this. Seattle have Kenneth Walker, who's a good running back, right? A kid out of Michigan State. He's a badass. He got hurt last year, but he's a decent. Seattle aren't taking a running back. Seattle are kind of, listen, Seattle might take Tyree Wilson, a defensive end out of Texas Tech. Seattle could. Wouldn't surprise me if they take Jalen Carter, the kid from Georgia that everybody thinks is going to fall so much, but I don't think he's going to fall as much as a lot of people think. So Jalen Carter could be in play at five. The Detroit Lions, are a pretty unpredictable team in that you think they're going to do something, but they've been very by the book over the last couple of years at the draft. Right, they've been very meat and potatoes, and they've done a great job. If you look at how this Detroit Lions team has been built up, I mean, they've been terrible for years. It started with the offensive line. It was like, all right, let's build a foundation and get a good offensive line. They have a good offensive line. You know, now they're working on their defensive line. They could use more skill position players. I don't think they go Robinson. I think they're going to go cornerback. Like I said, they seem to be kind of responsible when it comes to the draft. They don't go for luxury items. I think, you know, listen, they traded Jeff Okuda. They're going to need, you know, they need some secondary help. You can argue they need defensive line help as well. Do they go Jalen Carter? Do they go Tyree Wilson? Do they go Devon Witherspoon, the cornerback? I think the Raiders at 7 are going to go cornerback. I don't think they're going to go quarterback. They just brought in Jimmy G. McDaniel, you know, Josh McDaniels doesn't have forever there. I don't think he wants to develop a guy. I think, you know, I think Jimmy G, I think he was hoping that Tom Brady was going to come. I think that's what McDaniels was thinking when he threw Carr into the bus, that he was like, you know what, I think I can get Tom Brady to come here. And then, or he was thinking maybe Aaron Rodgers, right? And now here we are. Now I think he always was comfortable with the fallback plan, so I don't think the Raiders take a quarterback. I think the Raiders will take a cornerback, defensive back. You got to deal with Justin Herbert. You've got to deal with Mahomes. You need defensive backs. The Raiders had, you know, the Raiders secondary has been a problem for them. So to me, I think that's, you know, I think the Raiders go defensive back. So this leads me to Atlanta, who could really be the first team up to say, you know what? We have Drake London. We have Kyle Pitts. We have a young quarterback in Desmond Ridder. We could really make Ridder's life a hell of a lot easier with this star running back now and just play smash mouth football, run some play action, right? They can run the Tennessee Titans offense essentially with Arthur Smith. So that's why I put the play in that Bijan Robinson goes to the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think the Bears aren't going to take him. The Bears draft night. The Bears are interesting. I also put this play in. I put Najigba Smith, Jackson Smith Najigba to be the ninth pick in the draft at 10-1, man. I'm big on this dude. I know, you know, nothing's a lock. Every lock has a key, but I think it's, you know, it's pretty much documented. I think it's pretty safe. I don't think that Zay Flowers is going to be the I don't think Zay Flowers is going to be the number one wide receiver taken. Jackson Smith Njigba will be the number one wide receiver taken. Now we just get into, okay, where is he going to go? But he's going to go ahead of everybody. Now, you remember a couple of years ago, the Cincinnati Bengals were in a similar situation with Joe Burrow. You know, that the Bears are in with Justin Fields right now. Justin Fields was running for his life. He really was. Their offensive line is bad. It has been improved a bit. But he was running for his life. You want to protect him. Yet at the same point in time, we said the same thing about Joe Burrow, and they drafted Ja'Marr Chase instead with the 5th overall pick, and instead of taking Penei Sewell, who the Lions took. Both great picks. But we saw, if you look at the National Football League, the weapons win, right? Like, it's overkill. When the Rams won the Super Bowl, yeah, they had good defense, but their offense was stacked, and they bring in Odell. You look at the Chiefs. You look at these teams, you can never really have enough, and Chicago don't have anything. So to me, Jackson Smith and the Jigba, it would be a perfect connection, and you hook him up with Justin Fields, former Ohio State Buckeyes. So I think that's a good fit at 10-1. I think it's worth a bet. Right? Listen, we're rolling the dice with these things. Bijan Robinson to the Falcons is like 4-1. Smith and the Jigba is like 10-1 to the Bears at 9-1. So when you're playing the exact prop position, the exact player, you are getting some, you know, you're getting some decent numbers. We don't have to win them all here, right? The Philadelphia Eagles are another team who I'd be very concerned if I was other teams, if I was the Eagles competitors, that the Eagles are going to end up getting Robinson as well. You imagine you throw Robinson into that offense. I'm telling you, this guy is that good. All right, Bijan Robinson really, you know, he could be a franchise changer. But as far as, you know, Jackson Smith and the Jigba is concerned, we played him at minus 150 to be the number one wide receiver taken. All right, I think he's going to be. I think that's a safe play. His prop is 12.5 right now as far as draft position is concerned. And there are teams that need wide receivers that could step up and take him. Now, I don't think that he really comes into play until the 9 hole. The Bears need weapons. All right, so you have the Bears here. The Bears at 9 could totally take Jackson Smith and Njigba. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles would. Then you get the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans could. I'm not so sure they do. But I don't think he gets past 12, which would be the Houston Texans after. And let's say hypothetically as well, as Rick Saratella just brought up, that C.J. Stroud gets drafted 2nd overall by the Texans. You don't think they want to hook up C.J. Stroud and Jackson Smith and Jigba with the 2 and the 12 pick that they have? So I don't think that he's going to get past, I don't think he's going to get past 12 and a half personally. So there's some, of our draft thoughts. So updated point spread right now. The Lakers are minus one tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. This is 7:30 Eastern time. It's a tough game. You know, I would think, you know, you saw the Knicks tonight. It's tough to win both games on the road. But LeBron has been around long enough to have that killer instinct. I think the Lakers, I'm not getting in front of the Lakers here. I just don't trust the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't think that Ja Morant is going to play in this game. The total is 227. The Milwaukee Bucks are 6-point favorites. This is where you know, this is the definition of what you call speculative gambling. If you think that Giannis is going to play, then minus 6 isn't too bad. If you don't think he's going to play, then you know what? You'd probably, you know, let's wait this out. Steve Merrill was with us earlier. He said that he thinks that Milwaukee can win this game without Giannis. I think they can as well. I brought it up the other night. I think there's a big difference between knowing you don't have Giannis going into the game and then losing Giannis in the game like they did the other night. I'm not saying it's ideal, but what I'm saying is if you, you know, if you think Giannis is playing, take the Milwaukee Bucks right now. If you don't think he's playing, right, and you want to take the Milwaukee Bucks, then wait this out. Because if he's not, like, they don't know if he's playing right now and it's 6. If this thing becomes official, it could come down to 3.5, 4 type thing. If Draymond Green's worth a point, what the hell is Giannis worth? And same thing, speculative gambling. If you think Giannis is not going to play, then you better jump on this now because it's not going to come. You know what I mean? Like, once Giannis doesn't play tomorrow, everyone's going to be like, well, Giannis isn't playing. It was 6. Now it's 3. You know, it's 4. And you got the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, the series that nobody seems to care about. Same with the Celtics and the Hawks. It's sort of like, yeah, get them over with. But back to what Steve talked about, the T-Wolves do have good players. The T-Wolves were in a terrible spot. Look, tonight we gave you the Atlanta Hawks in the first quarter plus 3.5. They were up all quarter. They ended up losing by 3. So we hit the bet. But I thought Boston would win the game. I think we could have a similar situation here in which the Minnesota Timberwolves play better in the first quarter. It's a close game after the first quarter. So I think the T-Wolves first quarter could be worth a look in this game. The Phoenix Suns, I want to get the updated series price right now. Matthias, do you have any comments on the Clippers? Lost tonight. All in all, I think you have to be satisfied that you took 1 of 2 in Phoenix and you're going back to the crypt right now, locked up at 1, and you'll be going to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, you know what, Gabe? A little disappointing because it felt like the Clippers let this one slip away. They had a big lead. They didn't finish the half strong, and they didn't have the energy in the third quarter because the Suns had that energy. I think their role players didn't play well tonight. They didn't make big shots. Lots of missed threes. I think Norm Powell, it needs to come off the bench and produce big minutes, and today he was flat, along with Bones Highland. Good on the defensive end, but they have to make baskets, you know. No Paul George, you need those baskets. And that's what they did in game one. They produced, and they didn't today. And if they don't produce in game three and in game four, they're going to lose those games, Gabe. So they have to come together. It just can't be Russell Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard.
Welcome to Norman Powell's career, Matthias, in which one game, and listen, I made the mistake once of years ago saying that Norman Powell could be the next DeMar DeRozan. I said, if this guy works on his game, he could score like 22 a night. You know what I mean? In the NBA. He doesn't, I don't know. He can't string it together. For the record, the updated series price right now, Phoenix.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So minus 300. The Cavaliers and the Knicks are now tied at 1. The Cavaliers are minus 125 now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's 180 minutes of sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're into the final moments of tonight's proceedings. Thanks to Jamie Eisenberg for joining us from CBSSports.com. Great stuff. Always talking NFL football. Always fun with Jamie. We had Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com. Great insight as far as the upcoming National Football League draft is concerned. And as I stated, listen, I don't expect to win every one of these draft props, but we did give you Bryce Young at plus 250 to be the top pick. He's now 12-1 to be the top pick. I said Jackson Smith and Njigba would be the number one wide receiver taken at minus 150. He's now like minus 260 or something like that. But plays that we added today, we tweeted these out. And as I stated, I don't expect to win every one of them, but when you're getting plus money like this, you don't have to win every one of them. I played Joey Porter Jr., Joey Porter Jr. under 16.5 at plus 220. We played Jackson Smith Njigba under 12.5 at plus 150. We played Bijan Robinson to be the eighth pick in the National Football League draft. Now, listen, that means the Falcons take him, but listen, if they trade it, like whatever, it doesn't have to be Atlanta, just it's the eighth pick. But that was plus 400. So I figured that was worth a little sprinkle. Plus 400, Bijan Robinson. I played Jackson Smith and the Njigba to be the ninth overall pick. That would be the Chicago Bears. That's 10-1. Look, I'm not going to lie. I didn't put that much on it. I put a nickel on Jackson Smith and the Njigba already to be the top wide receiver taking him. I put another couple of hundred on him under 12.5. But this one, I just put $45.50. It pays $500. If Jackson Smith and Njigba gets taken ninth overall by the Chicago Bears. And, oh, yeah, I got Will Anderson, baby, to be the third overall pick, Arizona. If they don't trade him, if they don't trade the pick, it's going to be Will Anderson. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.